Good afternoon, dear listener, and welcome to another fresh edition of Express Yourself. I'm joined by Sarah Moore, representing the Carbondale Public Arts Commission. Shortly, we'll see a new round of sculptures pop up around town, so let's hear some of those highlights. Sarah, thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Excellent day.
So we are gearing up. We've had one install already, and we do installs all next week, and then the art walk is this Thursday, or, you know, next Thursday on the 6th. So can't believe it's already come.
I know, especially there's something like adding insult to injury to me when I hear this Thursday and then June 6th. I'm like, how is it already mid-2019? When did that happen?
Well, and it's still been winter.
So it's still been winter.
The weather's throwing us.
No, I've literally just been protesting via wardrobe. I'm like, I am dressing for summer. Gosh darn it. So very cool. We've got some things that are different, some things that are the same, some newcomers, some like recognized names, but not necessarily recognizable art.
Yeah.
So yeah, talk to me about some of the locals and things.
So this year we're actually lucky. We have four local artists. We had unfortunately someone drop out due to a family issue. So luckily we had our runner up happen to be a local artist, which meant we could actually get him in. So that's really exciting because I wanted the piece in the first place. It's an awesome piece. So yeah, we now have four local artists, which is really exciting. A couple have been in before. Brad Reed Nelson, I think this is his first year joining us. So that's kind of exciting.
Because he doesn't do a lot of sculpture.
He does not do a lot of sculpture. So nice. We were really excited to see him apply, and I was really excited to see him get accepted.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the quote unquote newcomer, your runner up, who's now in, Chet Herring.
Chet Herring, we were actually going to place his piece in anyways. We're really lucky that we have a couple extra spots going up on 3rd Street. So he was going to go in there. And then when we had the woman drop out, we decided to pop him in the show. And I love this piece. I'm so excited. It was one of my favorites anyways. And so I'm excited that we're going to get it in the show.
Yeah.
And so because we had this little change, it means a lot of scrambling, trying to kind of relocate things. So we're moving a permanent piece and putting in this. So we're going to have, it's going to feel kind of fresh because the permanent piece is going to, it's just moving somewhere else. So
interesting. Do you rearrange the placements based off of the size of the skull, like the aesthetic of where it, you know, how it fits in its place? Or
yes. So okay. Placing the sculptures are definitely, it's a little bit of a what fits. We have only a couple places for smaller pieces. Then you throw in the spots that need to have some visibility because there's a traffic stop right there, or, you know, it's a big space. And so we definitely place based on those things.
So it is so much more than simply, oh, we had somebody drop out. Chet, here, swap it out real quick.
I think we had to move about three pieces around to get it into
Holy
the right place.
Cow.
Yeah. It takes locating them and placing them takes a little maneuvering. It's gotten easier now that we have the marble bases because it's kind of set locations.
Sure.
Whereas before it was a little bit less flexible. We were, you know, we were kind of moving wherever we could. So that's helped that we can place them now based on those marble bases.
Well, and I guess I've really never thought about it before. I mean, you're curating an outdoor exhibit. So the outdoors are a huge factor in terms of, oh, what is going to really fit here?
We have a small ceramic piece that's actually coming all the way from New York, which I think might be the farthest that we've had.
Wow.
But it's a smaller ceramic piece. So it can't be someplace where a snow plow is going to throw gravel at it or a lawnmower is going to throw stones at it. So we have to kind of think in terms of where, even though this has got to be an outside piece, and we, you know, remind the artists all over that they need to be ready for any kind of weather condition. But we also have to take into consideration that, you know, are kids going to climb on this? The pieces where tend to get a lot of kid traffic, we tend to pick the things that kids could climb on or touch or play with.
Sure. Wow. Huh. And okay, so you mentioned that you've got this piece coming all the way from New York, and there's a couple of regional, out-of-state artists that are coming in. How do they find out? I mean, when they're submitting their pieces, how do they find out about Carbondale, Colorado to even reach out to you?
I'm a little surprised sometimes. We've actually, a couple years ago, we had some people internationally. So we use a website called Cafe Call for Entries, and people if they go in, they'll search outdoor sculpture, they'll search public arts, they'll search, you know, town arts. Sometimes they'll even just search Colorado. And so I think we get people that are from all over. This woman in particular had come out to visit family here and loved it, aww, which is why she's willing to do the trip.
Sure.
Is she's making a vacation out of it. She's coming for 2 weeks. She's so excited. She's had it all planned. So I think that sometimes we're on someone's radar just because they're familiar with us. And sometimes it's because they put the right words in the search engine and they get excited. I think we're also getting ourselves a little bit on the map in terms of public arts. Mm-hmm. There are certain towns that are start to become known of it. I think we're getting there.
Oh, absolutely. I would agree with that. I would love it if Bloomberg and Forbes stopped writing about how good of a job you're doing. No, I'm always fascinated to learn the inner workings of how something that I think as a layperson, I get to kind of just enjoy and take for granted. I'm always fascinated to hear the background of like, oh, here's this website that is available that just kind of acts as a connector. So I just think that's really neat. And then we've got a couple of locals as well. Mm-hmm. So we've already talked about Chet. Mm-hmm. We've talked about Brad. Mark Cesark
has, this is his third year in the show. We're really excited to have him because he's been such a huge supporter of CPAC. He's got a piece on 133 Relic that was in the show, and then he has donated back to the town kind of indefinitely. And so I think his support's been great, and he has a piece that is not 100%. I think it's finished by now, I'm sure.
But I was going to ask, have you seen it yet?
He submitted about 4 different parts of it, mm-hmm, and has had this idea for a few years. He actually submitted it to us a few years ago in sketch form. And I called him and said, I can't take this. So this time he really created, you know, the bits and pieces of it. I think it's a pretty special piece. So it's kind of a commission based. So I'm excited for that.
Very cool.
And I'd love to support.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because, you know, I, again, you just take it for granted. He's got this piece that's just sort of on loan indefinitely. And, you know, I remember, I think Humpty Dumpty's birthday is coming up.
It was yesterday. Yes.
It was yesterday. Yeah. Happy belated birthday, yeah, Humpty. And I've never seen a town rally to keep a piece of art like Carbondale rallied to keep Humpty.
Yeah, the Humpty campaign was huge. It was really great to see.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you do. You take something for granted until all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, it's not on loan anymore.
Right.
So that's neat that, you know, we do have these things in the background and there's an artist behind that. And it's mm-hmm. because Mark enjoys having it there, you know, but can never take it for granted. So that's really cool. And then Alicia Matesans de la Eras.
Yes, I'm so glad you said that. Alicia, this is her second year here. She's wonderful. This piece is really great. And the fun thing is sometimes with these local artists, we recognize the work. We, you know, although we blind jury, we can kind of tell Alicia's is so different this year that I had no clue it was her. And it's really... It's a really spectacular piece. So I'm really excited for that to come in. I think it'll be installed next week sometime.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Have you, over the years of juring and doing all of this, have you kind of gotten to watch some of the local artists' evolution in their own styles and sculptures as they submit throughout the years?
Yeah, definitely. I think Chet especially, mm-hmm. as he's one of our newer artists, this mm-hmm. piece that's coming in the show this year, definitely, it's special. And I think that especially with the newer artists, you can definitely watch kind of their new take or their new exploration.
Yeah. Yeah. He feels very up and coming to me. Like I was Googling mm-hmm. him a little bit and he looks real young. He won the People's Choice Award at last year's Valley Visual Arts Show. You know, he's had pieces at Marble Distilling. He's been in the show before for mm-hmm. Art Around Town.
Mm-hmm. Last year.
Yeah. No, it's neat to see all of a sudden when an artist like that just kind of pops up and then all of a sudden it's like, once you know a name, he's everywhere.
Yeah, we kind of can't get enough of it. We're like, check, can we get you on here? How do we get you in the show? How do we do this? So yeah.
That's cool. And he does a lot actually in marble as mm-hmm. well, right?
I believe, although I might be incorrect, I believe he's part of the Marble Symposium,
yes,
which is a really cool thing that happens throughout the summer.
Yeah. Neat, neat. I love that there's so many opportunities for sculpture in this area, just between marble and Carbondale, yeah. Like really just owning the roots, as it were.
Well, it's cool. We have some really well-known, nationally well-known artists and sculptors that live here permanently. So mm-hmm. it's really... you know, it's kind of a special place that way.
Yeah. Now, you were talking to me earlier off air about the Third Street idea, mm-hmm. and you'd said, well, we had like two extra pieces mm-hmm. of marble. How does that happen?
Well, so we were really lucky. The marble mine gave us, our quarry gave us, they donated all the pieces. They've been really spectacular. Wow. They've supported us. They've even let us go in there and tour the quarry, which was really special.
Yeah.
They were at, and they actually came to the show about 3 years ago. So we had a couple extra pieces, and once this Third Street right of way has been done, you know, they've kind of improved that in the last, I don't know, year. Mm-hmm. So we had some spaces that were appropriate. So we got these two marble pieces, and we're going to place them on Third Street, and we couldn't include it in the show because we hadn't budgeted for the honorariums. And so we reached out to local artists and said, you know, what do you think? Would you put a piece here? So we're working on getting them filled. We had it filled with Chet. Now we're replacing. So there's always moving pieces. So we're working on getting some local artists. And I'm not going to mention names yet because we don't know. Nothing's confirmed, but we're getting close.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Yeah, it's so interesting. You know, we wrote about this in the Soper Sun, mm-hmm. and that hit the streets yesterday mm-hmm. on Thursday. And now today on Express Yourself on Friday, some of that information is already outdated.
Exactly. I'm telling you, it always changes.
How do you keep up with it all?
About the 2 or 3 weeks right before the show, we're scrambling. I mean, we've even, when we put Levee Break up and that piece came for install, and I believe it was installed the day of the show.
Oh my gosh.
It came and we needed to pour an entire different pad for it. So there's always scrambling. We know for those 2 to 3 weeks that there's going to be some scrambling. We got even nervous that the woman from New York it's a far, mm-hmm. you know, it's a far trip. So we're kind of used to it. The town public works crew is absolutely amazing. I cannot say enough about Lori Lindberg and her crew. And they are just kind of prepared for anything. When Lori called me and said, we just lost a sculpture, now, I want to panic, and she's already figured out half of it. Okay, this is what we're going to do. So we just kind of know those 3 weeks we're going to be on our toes.
Wow. So by the time you actually get to the walk, is it a relief, or are you guiding it this year?
I'm guiding it this year.
So relief or stress of, oh gosh, now I have this whole different presentation that I have to prep for?
Ask me at the smithy after the walk, because someone called me yesterday and said, do you have everything you need for the talk? And I was like, oh, am I supposed to start? Like, I haven't even looked at that yet. So yeah, ask me at the smithy after. I am kind of a fly by the seat. So I usually get to the walk and go, okay, what am I going to say about all these people?
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, most of the artists, I think, are going to be here.
Oh, that's nice.
So I usually will make a couple comments, do an intro, and then let them take over mm-hmm. because some of them really talk well and have some really interesting things to say. And if they don't want to, they don't have to. But most of them really kind of enjoy it and like that chance. So
sure. Well, and they have an audience. I remember I went, gosh, when I first moved here, you know, my mother-in-law was like, you have to do the artwork. You have to do art around town. And we did. And I swear there was like a trove of 50 people.
I think we get about 150 in the beginning.
Oh my gosh.
And then as it gets longer and farther away and more walking, we mm-hmm. tend to lose people. This year, we are going to have a van from the rec center, which is going to be really helpful for either the older or people injured or just exhausted. You know, it's more than a mile. And it's a long, it takes about an hour and a half, depending on how much talking happens. And so it can be a long walk. And so we're going to have that to help with people, because we do tend, and I always feel a little bad for the artists that are, you know, on Snowmass in Maine or Second of Maine, is people tend to peter off and get excited to go have refreshments at the party. So we kind of lose some people. So hopefully this year we'll keep more of the crew. But yeah, it's fun. I never see the show in full until I do the walk. Sometimes I haven't even seen the piece, depending on where it is and whether I was able to go to the install. So it's a fun time. And you get to know the artists and hear them talk.
Yeah. Well, and you can't be everywhere at once. Sometimes there's three installations happening in a day.
We have, I think, Wednesday and Thursday, I think we have 6 installations each day.
Oh, my gosh.
So as I said, again, I cannot say enough about Lori Lindberg's crew at the Public Works. They are just amazing. They really...
And it really does seem so seamless. So much is happening in order to make it happen. But like all of a sudden, you're just like, oh, hello, new statue.
They are really good at what they do. They've been doing it for years now. And they And they are really good at anticipating what they're going to need so that they're prepared when the piece shows. And we still, every time, have some piece that shows and doesn't have the bass we thought or is going to take more than we thought. But they kind of know how to attack that and figure it out.
I'm impressed because it's 15 installations in total.
Yeah.
That's not a small number of installations to happen within like a 3-ish day time frame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, we try to push it all right at close to Thursday. And then all the artists want to come because they want to come for the reception and the walk. So they all show up kind of at the same 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. So it is nice when we have the local because we can usually get the, you know, I think we've got some of them coming in on Tuesday. So we can spread it out a little bit.
But. Nice. So it starts, you guys are meeting in front of Town Hall at 5:30 on Thursday.
Meet at Town Hall, 5:30. We do recommend for anybody who may not want to take the van to bike. The bike is great. We will have kind of a bike crew. We'll have the van meet at 5:30. And we kind of follow the same route for anybody who's got to come late. I tend to start at Town Hall. We tend to go behind Town Hall and then down the promenade out to the piece near Away Home and then back into town. Mm-hmm. So you can always join in at any point during that walk.
Sure. And, yeah. Wow. Wow. And it doesn't get cumbersome with people, that many people, like if 100 people show up with bikes, right?
We haven't had that be an issue yet. I think the hardest thing for people is that it's a lot of walking. Uh-huh. And we've had some times where it's been really hot.
Yeah.
So let's hope for heat this time.
You know, I was talking with a friend last night and we were kvetching about the winter weather in May. Mm-hmm. And he said it was supposed to be in the high 70s by the weekend.
It is. Okay. I think we're finally hitting summer. And that's one of the nice things about the Art Around Town show is it is in some ways one of the first kind of summer events of the mm-hmm. town. At least I like to think so.
Yeah.
And so it kind of starts out summer. So let's hope it starts out the summer weather as well.
Knock on wood.
I know, right?
I mean, no pressure. But now that you say it that way, I'm hinging my entire summer hopes on this event.
Right? Me too.
It's all CPAC. If the weather's not there, then summer is just gone, right? That's great. And then you mentioned that there's a reception.
So we do the reception. We're doing it at the Village Smithy again this year. They're great to us as well. They've been so helpful. And we love that space because there's the grass if it's nice out, but we can have the inside if it's not. And they've been just such a great support for us. So have been, you know, really liking that as the reception.
Yeah. No, it's mutual love. They're wonderful supporters for us, too. And it's amazing what they do with that space. Right. I've seen auctions through our labor of love. I've seen the main dining room get turned into a venue, a very cool venue that you're like, wait, what?
They are very good with just rolling. What do you need us for? Okay, we'll be there.
Yeah. No, that's neat. That's neat. So even if you've got other obligations, you can come to the after party.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Very, very cool. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks
I really, really
me.
Appreciate it. No, that's very
and
cool.
I hope to see you and anyone else on Thursday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.